The Salem Academy for Young Sorcerers, Book 1, The Dragon Eggs, written by Lisa B. Diamond, narrated by Madeline Troop. Prologue. David and his twin sister Ashira sat by the pool on an overcast summer afternoon. They were rising third graders at the local elementary school. The sky had been threatening to rain for hours. A few drops had even sprinkled down on them. But no thunderstorms had occurred. The lifeguard was on break, and everyone else had left the pool due to the light sprinkling of rain. David's brown hair was cut short in a summer haircut. He loved having a summer haircut, as it kept the hair out of his eyes. The shorter his hair was, the happier he was, as long as his head wasn't shaved. Ashira had long, curly red hair pulled back in a ponytail, which she had done herself. She had taken half an hour to decide how she wanted to do her hair before they left for the pool. She had been disappointed no one else was there to see it. The twins had matching hazel eyes and a small smattering of freckles over their noses. Mrs. Rosen, their mother, sat in the shade watching her children sit at the edge of the pool, waiting for Adult Swim to be over. "We're bored," called David to his mother, his blue face mask perched on his forehead. "Very bored," added Ashira. Her purple goggles were sitting beside her on the ground. She never kept them on for long, but liked to know they were within reach if she needed them. Ashira reached out and grabbed the beach ball they had brought to the pool and lofted it over her head, before swatting it to her brother. He didn't move from where he was sitting. Instead, automatically, and with no conscious thought in his head, he reached out lazily and plucked it from the air, without using his hands. Mrs. Rosen blinked and sat up in her chair abruptly. She noticed the twins' eyes were half-closed, as if they were daydreaming. She saw the ball go back and forth in the air between Ashira and David, without connecting with their hands. Their mother chided herself for not noticing sooner the fragments of magic in the air around the twins, bits swirling almost like tiny droplets clinging to the air. Mrs. Rosen had been watching and waiting over the last few years to see if anything like this would happen. Not the beach ball itself, but the magical ability. This was the first time she had seen any sign of it. She found it interesting that her children didn't seem to be aware of what they were doing. She quickly placed one hand over the other in the opposite direction, felt the air twitch briefly, and said a few words under her breath, notifying the Salem Academy. She mentally sighed and was glad she had notified the school, as magical ability had to be trained. Mrs. Rosen remembered the first time she had lifted a cookie from the cookie jar without using her hands. Her mother had scolded her for spoiling her dinner, and Mrs. Rosen had been so surprised that the cookie was actually floating towards her, she had accidentally dropped it into her dog's waiting mouth. She had been 5 at the time, but the twins had only one magical parent, unlike her, not 2. "Time to go, you two," called Mrs. Rosen to her children.
"All right,"
muttered the twins in unison as they stood up and put their sandals on to walk on the hot summer pavement. Mrs. Rosen took the beach ball from them and followed them up the path toward the house. As she walked towards the mailbox at the edge of their driveway, she had an idea of what would be inside. She almost knew without looking that there would be 2 identical letters, one for each of her children, sitting calmly in the plain black metal mailbox. 2 letters which their ordinary mail carrier could not possibly have delivered that quickly. Chapter 1. The Letters. "Mom, can I get the mail?" pleaded David as they walked up the hill toward their house.
"I want to get the mail," countered Ashira.
Mrs. Rosen settled the argument by getting the mail herself. As she opened the mailbox, she saw the letters.
"Hey, that has my name on it," said David,
looking at the mail in his mother's hands.
"There's one with my name on it, too," exclaimed Ashira.
"Yes, I know. You may look at it when we get inside, after you take your baths," said their mother carefully, knowing full well what the letters said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?